Hello there, and welcome to Tales from Terra Owlbear, Chronicles of the First World, a Check This Out D&D 5e campaign. Johnny is the DM for this campaign, and he is also joined by Josh, Macca, Lewis, Scarlett, Rowan, and Andy from Check These Out. You can check out our live streams on Mondays and Tuesdays at 9 PM UK time, and Fridays at 7 PM UK time at twitch.tv/checktheseout. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Check These Out. Now on with the session.
Beginning part of the session, we joined with the team as Nerys left, taking the lead and the initiative to head down towards Slate first and scout the surrounding area for anything that may trouble the team. The rest of them spent a bit of time in Slate doing some work, earning some money, as Enoch cut into the chest and performed heart surgery on the people that was going to give them the money. Fast forward through that bloody experience, and the team now has 21 extra gold and have left Slato with the mayor, maybe dead, maybe not. Who knows? One can only hope. They travelled south and rested on en route to New Slato, one of the sister towns, and also on the route to their destination south. On the way, they sat at the campfire, and Moth brushed Dieter's long locks that are held in a scrunchie of holding on the top of his head. They had a bit of a roleplay revealing a bit more about Moth's history and where she came from, and a little bit about Dieter and how he is as an individual that exists. The team obviously eventually started to wake up, and they witnessed Enoch display emotion for the first time. Something in his wiring is connected to the city of the White Rose, a Blue Rose, and the further he gets away, the more that robotic nature starts to dwindle away. And this emotion came up and cooked breakfast for everybody, although Enoch doesn't remember it. What he does remember is the current situation happening around him. As the team entered New Slato, they're greeted by a live performance. The song goes like this. I'm not going to sing it for you again, that would be rude. They entered the town and they were greeted by a song, a dance, a band, as the happy folk of New Slato greeted their newest arrivals. However, one gnome struggled slightly with the jolly song and was a bit faltering on the words, not as happy as the rest of them, and this gnome seemed to be shunned, running away into the tavern to cry. The team followed, maybe for the emotional support of this poor creature, or perhaps it was because Dieter's been talking about getting in house for about 20 sessions now, and finally here at tavern he has the opportunity to do so. You guys choose. I know which one I'm placing my bets on. Team now are inside. Moth has a 3/4 full bottle of vodka, as some of the team have downed it, and it is not nice. So Dendel and Enoch stand guard with their back to the door as a ancient old crooked gnome, very kind of hobbled, on a, almost like bent in half by how much he's having to walk. And he just looks up and sneers at Enoch. Welcome! I am Mayor Demir. Any questions you may ask me myself, I am perfectly here to attend you all. Hans, come to my room and make you over the jolly song one more time. Hearts, not in the old cracked, sad face. It looks like it would never be able to do no matter what I kind of look. But as Hans gestures to his face, a smile cracks. Oh, really? You have found friends? Well, go with them.
I
in New Slato to you. We wish you the merry way as you and your new friends. In fact, Psycho don't come tonight. We'll have no more jolly song lessons for you, Hart. You look shit. Now, the rest of you, welcome. Oh, it's not a problem. Hard's always finding himself where he's unwanted.
Okay. Mr. Hans, do you have the means to protect yourself in the wild?
Oh, yes, I am.
To get help. He is very useful at getting help. He's a lot better than he looks. Trust me.
You're obsessed.
We send them out on many hunting missions, but always come back.
At least, at the very least, we have ourselves a guide. What say you, crew?
I agree with you, Champion Dimble. This is to be most advantageous for us to get to the city of Durham.
It many times and he survives.
I see.
I believe we should also take a fee for allowing him to join our party. A finder's fee for ourselves, perhaps.
I've done it all for us.
Whispering about.
Just
out with it, though.
It's a Sweden
thing.
There is also
origami.
I accept. You provide me with origami, and I will provide you with a small fee, and I will outfit Magic Hans with whatever he needs to leave. Never. Of course, Hans, you're always welcome back, though.
Oh, yes.
Survive.
Oh, no, you will see, I will come back better than ever, and I will know more songs than you. You are very naughty boy, you're very naughty.
Try learning a fucking jolly song and get around. Good, whoops, on the door. Oh, yes. So, are you in? If I was about 6 feet for her, I'd reach your heart's boy. Are you in for the mission?
Yes. Could you please provide details on the quest that you wish to send us on, where we will test this arm's character's magical prowess?
What do you want with my arms?
Nothing. Simply to beat it with my foot for being intimate to your elders. I am almost 112 years old.
Oh.
What are you, 30?
About 40,000.
Wow. Mission. Sorry, I think I've pulled this off. In our scouting parties, we bring back creatures that are dead, but refusing to lie still, and we throw them into a crypt. But unfortunately, there's a few of them, and every now and then they slip out like little snakes. Simple. All you need to do is go into the mine, look for the open shaft on your right, the third right, not the second, and inside is a crypt. Throw Hans in and seal the door, and we will pay you much gold.
Get rid of a gentleman.
Well, go in with him and clear the bloody crypt out for us.
I think we can do that. I mean, you're
As long as you don't mind facing death in the face once again, you brave, brave people. Oh, to lose such wonderful people like you from this world would be most dissatisfying.
Can we get a down payment?
Well, I mean, we'll be right here when you get out. It's not like we're going to move the entire town in a few hours.
Insight check.
Yeah.
You've moved the town once.
What do you think we're going to do? Make new news, Slater? We're not idiots. He's a generic Johnny NPC. He just says it.
I don't
really like this.
I just thought I would check. Shall we go on and do this mission now?
Depends if you're prepared. Death will eat your face and stare at you whilst you're coming. Okay, so the mission that was given to you is to go into the mine, locate the shaft, the third one on the right, and enter it, and clear out the undead that may or may not have been put there because there's no one else to put them. And the townsfolk didn't want to kill them.
This sounds so much like the very first campaign I ever did.
Find out.
Jellyfish.
Shall we proceed and make our way towards this mine? We must make our way towards the mine.
I can't believe this. The water seems to not be going down the mine.
What are you doing with the label? It's the shop name.
General goods, generally great goods, general good store. Next door to it is the richest sign mate you've ever seen.
Stop staring at shop signs. Let's go.
Yes. So shop, remember, shop.
You head towards the mining pit, and there's a bunch of mining equipment left there. A few mining carts, a few picks, and ropes and. Wooden bridge. It looks exactly like, just like a railway track. So you're not able to walk and you have to kind of prance over. And plenty of hands and deep and your legs are like stretching like full steps to be able to get
there. So
okay. Yeah, you're walking and it kind of creaks under the pressure of the devil under you. You head towards the mine shaft. That the rocks and stuff has been piled on the outside, which gives it kind of this mound-like appearance on the outside. And the stone is kind of like a pinky kind of grey granite that lies around the edge of this place. You go down into this shaft and colour starts to ebb, as those of you with dark vision now see with black and white. And people that don't have it are blind. Mine goes down very far. You're walking about 15 minutes, like on this about 30 degree slant down. And it's extremely tiring on your legs, especially because you're kind of straddling the edge of this railway like ladder that goes all the way down. But eventually it plateaus off and it ends with another mining cart section. Some more equipment on the inside. The table, the candle has been burnt out, and shafts that go off in all different directions.
Does anybody remember what
the way. slowly make your way through. Every now and then, you start to see in the right hand corner as you're walking, there's bits of man-made wall, sections of stone, indicating some kind of wall just beneath where the pit is going to be down. You keep on going, look further, and then you look at the
ring on my finger and just help sort of shine the way for everybody to see.
Okay. Like a beacon from the middle, Hans lights up and the whole area is revealed in colour. Again, this is pink and grey / granite walls that go around you, and it's roughly hewn. There's no like nice and flat floor either. This is all kind of like constantly kick your feet into rocks or slowly slip and lose your balance. This is not a particularly well dug mine or well thought out. There's no structural beam. But you push on forward until you get to the third passage. This time you see where the cave has been opened. It looks like some of the rock has fallen in. And again, you can see these man-made square block bricks that indicate some kind of man-made structure just on the other side.
What do you see, Moth?
What?
What do you see?
What do I see?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
What do your elf eyes see?
A 10. You see into a corridor that's marred with shadows. It's hard to see very far in, but you can tell the corridor's maybe about 10 feet wide. Again, there's man-made walls that go off about, you can't tell. After 40 feet, you kind of lose it to the shadows.
I explained that.
There's also red tape over the entrance with a big X, kind of like just chiseled in place.
That might be where we're heading.
Well, we're looking for snakes, aren't we?
Well, they might have hid the snakes behind the cross door.
Well, allow me to summon them.
Oh no, do not do this. It's very scary.
Are they summoned?
Did not
realize. No snakes are summoned.
They must speak a different dialect.
You speak snake?
Well, I've been known to charm a snake or two in my time.
Oh, you're very powerful indeed.
Well, your words, not mine. But the summoning did not work. Therefore, famously, they are being sneaky. As snakes do. Strange for them to be so duplicitous. What else locates snakes? Does anyone have a mouse we can dangle?
Wait, where are you getting snakes from?
It was undead, Dendel. We're trying to find bodies. Possible undead.
I mean, bodies that refused to die that were placed in here? Because they didn't know what else to do with them?
My real brain heard you say we're searching for snakes.
That's what I heard?
Yeah, what the hell?
What?
Did he say snakes? If anyone's in the chat, are we looking for snakes or undead? Because I'm convinced we're just looking for snakes.
Well, undead snakes.
Shatter the illusion.
I think we all have our wires crossed here. Dendel, I don't think the undead are going to respond to you going...
Okay, well, what about
unless
if I do
this?
Should we not just performance check the cave?
I'll performance check to pretend to be undead. Yes, pretend to be undead. Where's my performance? -1! With disadvantage, I say, because I'm not proficient with it.
Yeah, with disadvantage, unfortunately, yeah.
It's still 12.
Okay, Moth, only you would hear this, as you're the one in the entrance. You hear...
That reminds me of the Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. I'm summoning them.
Yes, you are. I can hear it.
Perhaps we should get out of this tiny, tiny tunnel and get into some sort of formation.
No, fear not. I am destined to defeat undead, and I shall rush forward.
Back of the small queue of all of us in the tiny tunnel.
Do you allow Dendel to push forward?
Yeah, I'm squishing against the wall. Oh, God. Go on then. Good.
Oh, his armor kind of brushes through. I even back you up, yeah.
For Columbo!
I'm just getting shoved up the tunnel by... Wow. I'm getting shoved up the tunnel by Dendel, and I'm going to get pushed out at the same time as him. Like,
okay, so... Dendel's going to land first. Who, after... And then Dieter. And then who would go next?
Me.
Muff? And then?
I would be last.
So, Hans, you would go fourth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then, Dendel, as you rush forward, shouting for Kellenvorn, jumping down, you fall about a foot. It's not as far as you expected at all.
Fall a foot?
Yeah.
That's this far?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It's not very far at all. You're expecting to drop down, but you instead just drop onto a, like, onto a platform. The shadows are distorted to a point that it looked a lot lower than it was, but it's really not very far at all. You land easily, and you look around as there's a blinding alongside you.
Can I still fall, and can I still Superman pose, even though it's only a foot down?
Oh, of course, yeah. You splinter the rocks beneath you as this blinding flash of light, of fire goes as these two balls of fire erupt alongside you. Then...
Did someone do that?
In front of you, there's another sconce which erupts. And then in a ricochet, the entire area in front of you starts to light up. You hear a noise. And I'll move you to a new map.
What noise?
It sounds like there is a pig or maybe a minotaur down here.
If only we had Nerys and had pig handling abilities.
He seems very adept after that time he spent at the farm.
You're in a long corridor, and now all of you can hear the noise of this grumbling, shambling, moaning noise. And every now and then you hear a thud as something walks into something else and then carries on. But you don't see any movement just yet. From what you can tell instantly, Dendel, from being in places like this, this would look like some kind of crypt or morgue or some kind of ceremonial chamber. Although the smell of death, everybody can smell.
Okay. In that case, I shall keep moving forwards, avoiding these grates on the ground because I do not trust them.
Okay, are you going stealthily? And Hans, is your light still on?
The light is still on, yeah.
Okay.
There is no need for stealth. I'm mighty and the undead are to be defeated.
The rest of the party agree with the sentiment?
I agree. I shall come up with you, Champion Dendel.
Yes, I will do my best to protect you as long as you do the same for me.
Then, without a stealth roll, I would ask the front two people to make perception checks, please. With disadvantage if you are not proficient.
It's the front two people.
I have realized that I have an ability called Sentinel's Intuition. I get a D4 to my perception and insight checks. And I shall do that.
Not now.
26,
29. Who did I ask to roll?
These are the front two people.
Yeah.
That's you know. Okay, perfect. So, that's an 8 from Sir Dendel, unfortunately.
It's actually a 5. That's
a 5.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so for you, you can't see anything lurking in the shadows, but your senses are alerted. You know that there's definitely undead presence nearby, and you can feel like a ripple in what should be a normal kind of peaceful resting space. This undercurrent of power that just raises the hair on the back of your head. Enoch, you can see all the way down the corridor, right to the other end of the crypt, through this large open area in the center, and something with yellow eyes gleams at you from the darkness.
It appears whatever we are here to fight or destroy or seal away is in the chamber up ahead. There are yellow eyes looking back at us.
Okay. How far? Should I sprint? Should I run now?
I would be cautious, as we do not know what hazards there could be on the floor. There could be traps. There could be other things in the way that we cannot see.
I shall run carefully, and I begin running forwards towards it.
I shall keep ready to fireball.
As you start to move forward, the rumbling voice once again comes through this cavern, this area.
Have you come to help me rid this world of those blasted gnomes?
Who is speaking? Address yourself. You're in the presence of Sir Dendel.
I am Lord of Death.
Then today is your lucky day, for I shall free you from this hell in which you live. In the name of Lord Kellenvor.
Okay. And the rest of you?
And leave Sir Norms alone. We are very nice, really.
You're going to die first.
And as Sir Dendel charges forward, I'll let you move your movement, your full movement, and also Enoch, everyone else half movement as you follow along.
Avoiding the grates, as I mentioned. Cause...
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'll put that in mind, don't worry.
I just saw Scarlet's arrow go from over the grate to suddenly off to the side.
Yeah.
As Marcus said that.
What do you mean?
Avoiding the grates. Yeah, all right.
Good idea, yeah.
And as you move up, I would need everybody to please roll me initiative.
Yeah.
Gotta
need a hero.
Boosh.
And
round
natural
one.
Oh dear,
function
for you.
Destiny
2. Oh,
look at
Moffat,
the nat
20.
Detail, what did you roll?
18.
Yes. Oh, I'm clicking on the wrong thing.
Yes.
A turn. 18. And magic hands.
21.
Oh my god, why are you guys running so high?
Because
it's the DM's
curse.
Awesome. We're just really good at D&D.
Yep.
Yeah, we're like pro D&Ders. Yeah.
Hey!
Alright,
sorry.
You and your next one.
Okay, so the zombies nearest you will be going after. They'll be going, well, before Sir Dendel, but after them. Well, Moth, you may choose to go first. You can only just see these. Yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry. You can see these zombies just around the corner as they're shambling forward slowly.
Ugh. Well, I am going to cast Eldritch Blast.
That's a warlock spell. Ugh.
Explain what happens. What happens here?
I see the threat, and black, shadowy crackles start to pulse through my arms and around my eyes, and I just fling crackling black energy.
Ha-ha. As you rolled a natural 20, you can roll with advantage on your first one.
I will.
That's the first time I think I've ever seen you do something like that.
Is it?
This
now?
Is the first time anybody has seen me do something like this.
Oh, you're going to get a real stern talking to later, mistress.
I'm just reading up, as it is the first time I'm doing it. Okay.
It should be 3d10.
Where on earth did you get 3d10 from? It's 2d10.
Well, 2d10.
That's 1d10. 1d10. 1d10.
It's not 1d10 at level 6.
It's two beams. 1d10 each.
There you are.
Got there eventually.
Alright.
Plus, well, you need to roll to hit first. So.
Cool!
Click that twice.
Alright.
In our games, the Eldritch Blast normally always misses.
Well,
yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. But when it does hit, it really fucking hurts.
Exactly. Well, I could be the one to change this. You don't know. Oh, it's not on my thingy. It's not on my thingy. What do I roll for a ranged spell?
1d20 plus your wisdom plus your proficiency. Oh, it's charisma, isn't it? Yeah.
Charisma.
Very well. Yeah.
Do you want some help?
Yes, Johnny, I do.
Okay, let's have a look at your character sheet.
Live
protection muff.
Well, good. I have to write it down in my attacks at some point.
It's okay. I'll add it now for you.
Thank you.
It should automatically be put on there for you in a second. Any second.
Do my math.
Poking him. Do math.
Do math. Math at me.
Okay. So if you go into your spells, and click this twice, it should roll for you. No, it doesn't. Okay, roll 1d20 plus plus 4.
Oh, poopy poopy poops.
Daniel, I don't think she's quite got the hang of whatever she's trying to assume.
I can tell she's
Hans, you start,
no!
You start to feel a little bit insecure, Hans, as you...
This is very strange.
Are you
I'm getting flustered now.
Do you want me to roll it for you?
Yes.
Okay. A 22. Roll your 2d10.
Okay.
Live production, people.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So, which zombies do you aim for? Number 1, 2, 3, or 4?
2.
Okay. So the shadows seem to seep into your body. It's difficult because of all the light that is around you, but they seem to form kind of tendrils, like lines that rush towards your feet, and then rushes up into your body, and then forms like a circling snake of black energy around, as it starts to form this kind of gauntlet of energy, just dark, shadowy energy. Punch your fist out forward, then punch the other fist, and the shockwave emits from your hand and slams into one of the zombies, kind of staggering it back and leaving two large puncher holes in its rusted chest plate.
Yep. I just stand there looking at my arms like, oh, that was fun.
Would anybody, would you like to do anything else for the rest of your turn?
No, I'm just flabbergasted and slightly embarrassed.
Okay, perfect. Then we will move on to the unknown enemy's turn. You hear her.
You have chosen death. Join my army.
And you see or hear something moving forward. There's a sudden pause, and you hear the faint mutterings of a spell. Said in a language that is kind of almost painfully evil to hear. And then Matty Hans' turn.
Out of curiosity, what language was that?
Abyssal, if anybody speaks it.
Damn it.
I do.
Okay.
Ha, I do.
Then you heard, the flames of death shall lick the skin if they dare approach.
I say that out loud.
Unfortunately, I cannot enact counterspell protocol without being able to see the target.
Okay, so Magic Hans will move forwards behind Sir Dendel. And he will see said zombie here, this guy, just around the corner. Is this one alive as well?
Yep, it's they're all alive.
But yeah. Not alive alive, but you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, it's active.
Yeah, that's the one. And there you go, it's animated now. I'm going to...
So sorry.
I expected more from you, Johnny. How dare you? I will firebolt this guy. But I will double spell it. What's it called? This is my first time playing a sorcerer. Twin spell. That's the one.
Okay.
So I will twin spell firebolt and just double firebolt this mofo.
So you reach forward with your hand as this fireball starts to form in your hands. You kind of rip it into two pieces as you wrap your magic around it and then launch it out of you.
Yeah.
The first one crashes.
They sort of like turn around each other. Yeah. One misses.
Nope, both hit, so me and you may roll damage.
Oh, they both hit. Nice.
Yep. Zombies are not known for having high AC.
Yeah, so that is all 17 damage in total. 9 damage.
Mm. 17, perfect. So this zombie, as it's approaching, goes to pull out one of the kind of hand axes that's rusted into his body. As it does, it kind of rips out this chunk of flesh and starts walking towards you, staggering. It takes 2 steps back as it gets blasted in the chest by this force. And in those holes, two fireballs kind of go in, explode out, and this zombie is just scattered across the walls.
Yeah, and I shout, stay away from my friends! And just hide behind Sir Dendal a little bit more. And yeah, that'll be my turn.
Perfect. Then, at the end of your turn, Dieter.
I am going to move up behind Enoch, because I don't want to go any further after what Moth told us. I'm going to look at this guy over here and just go, oh, as my sort of like the area on the shoulder of my armor pops up and 3 magic missiles launch out of it. For 13 damage. Can't hear you, Johnny, you're muted.
The magic missiles come out of your armor, spiral like homing missiles, and then stab into the zombie, making small explosions as they do, or force damage, that again leave craters in this thing. Doesn't seem too perturbed, though.
But then I am going to pat Enoch on the shoulder and say, perhaps it would be a good idea if we swap places as I've got the armor on.
I too am wearing Sentinel Guardian armor, Dieter, Champion Guardian.
Yours is much slimmer than mine. Quite flattering. Very well. All right. Fine.
So you shake, towering over Enoch slightly because you're in your full Guardian armor. And at the end of your turn?
I'm gonna sort of stamp my foot lightly on the floor as small magical circuits appear between the blocks on the floor. And lead it over to the bottom of Dendal's foot and lead up his leg slightly as
if
I
you're
cast
casting
sanctuary.
A spell. You can't.
It's sanctuary, it's a bonus action.
Yeah, but you've cast a spell that expends a spell slot. You can't expend 2 spell slots in the same turn.
Can you not?
No. You can do a cantrip and a bonus action spell, but you can't cast a main spell and then another spell using 2
spells. Oh, this is a bonus action.
Yeah, sanctuary, but you're expending a spell slot.
Okay, yeah, now I get
trust
it.
Me.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. Then, yeah, no, that's me done.
Okay, perfect. Then it is over to the zombies' turn. The two nearest the wall with the shield, they lower their hooked blades down and start to drag these chains from around the corner before they throw them at your feet. 2 of the chains land in front of Dendal. 2 of the chains land in front of Enoch. The other one moves to here and just goes like this with his battle axe and prepares to swing it. As those chains are dropped down to the floor, you notice that there's like fish-like hooks attached to the end of them. And these chains were hidden around the corner for a reason. As you watch, as they're lifted up and moved, they stretch into the room just beyond you. They rest there for just a second before they start to shiver with electricity or vibrations. And all at once, the 4 hooked chains rise up as if animated in front of you, as the entity uses animate chains. And I'm going to need the front 4 people to please, what I think is everybody but Moth, to please make me a strength saving throw.
Strength saving throw.
can't even grow to giant size. That's 9. Strength 7. That's pretty high anyway, so I suppose. 20.
And last but not least, Dieter. Okay. So everybody, this affects everybody but Dendel. Dendel, this chain wraps around you and you feel a force pull you towards it. And you just stand there like a resolute statue that you are, refusing to be moved by something so evil and undead.
It's a minor inconvenience.
Unfortunately, you get slammed in the back as Hans gets a chain wrapped around him. And he's pulled forward into your back. He bounces off and hits Dieter, which causes Dieter to fall into one of the other chains that wrap around him. Those two then start to get dragged forward again, another shunt, as he crashes into the back of Enoch, and this chain wraps around Enoch. And all of you are pulled 20 foot in this direction.
Oh,
oh no! whilst you're grappled, he is going to use that to attack you. The slashing damage of it for the second attack. You are counted as restrained, so these unfortunately will be with advantage. I say unfortunately, I don't mean unfortunately at all.
No, you don't.
Who are you attacking?
I'm attacking Enoch first.
Yep.
So that is 15 to hit you.
15 does not hit.
Perfect. Then the next one is going to be Metacarns. This is, oh, that's kind of high, 26?
Yeah, just about hits the gnome.
Okay. The gnome sorcerer.
Yeah, the gnome sorcerer, the hardiest of
you people. Take 4 points of slashing damage as one of the hooks catches into your skin, just rips up your arm slightly.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ow, ow.
And the next one against you, Dieter, that's a 21 to hit you.
Okay, 21 hits, yeah.
Okay, so that will be 13 points of slashing damage to you, Dieter, as you're dragged forward and this hook kind of catches into your back. And you feel a creature withstanding you, pulling you towards it. You look kind of inside to try and get a glimpse of this. And this is a kind of a grey-skinned humanoid creature, but its face is just kind of like a thumb. There's no real anything there. And all around it are these kind of dreadlocks of chains that's wrapped around its thighs, its midriff, its across its arms. And those chains are connected to the four that is pulling with unnatural strength towards it. Unfortunately, as Magic Hans is the one to be dragged, the zombie that was holding its action to hit something as it passed will use his action to try and attack you twice. That's a 13 and... No, sorry, a 12 and a 9.
I think they both miss, actually. Yeah, both miss.
Okay, so the zombie swings, then tries to swing back, and you just turn around, and it bounces off the only bit of metal you're really obviously wearing, which is one of your rings, as it just bounces off and thuds into the wall. As it does, these two zombies are going to move forward and use their movement to block the way forward against Dendel and Moth. Dendel. Now your turn.
You foolish, I'm dead. I put my hand back towards Mark and say, "Your time is not now." And I press my hand on my brooch that Nerys gave me and cast whatever it is. It's not even a casting spell, it's just a thing that I can do. But it gives a shield of faith, that's exactly what it is. So a shimmering field appears and surrounds a creature of choice and gives them plus bonus to AC. So plus 2 to AC.
Thank you.
Here's the only one I can see there. And then I shall begin my strikes! Kiyo! And I strike into Zombie the First.
Are you using your two-handed sword for this?
If there's space for me to do it in the narrow...
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about 15 foot wide and about 15 to 20 feet. It's a massive chamber.
So I could actually giant smite if I wanted to. I know.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
For next time I know that. But for now, I shall just strike the first. Is Cletus summonable?
He's always summonable.
Then I shall instruct Cletus to also distract the undead by throwing magic.
Sir, you have roused me. Oh my goodness. Hiya!
Yeah, and he throws pocket sand into their eyes. Perfect. So I shall strike with glorious vengeance. 24.
Yep.
I realize
zombies.
Yep. I realize these are just zombies. That's only 8 points of damage.
Okay, perfect.
And I shall strike again because I have two attacks. Zombie the first, natural 20. That's 20 points of damage.
And it needs to make a saving throw. Already.
Suffer the might of Dendel.
I know, you crit. He can't make it, because if you crit, you bypass their undead resilience. Yes. So this thing just gets split in half as you chop your greatsword down and cleave its skull in two.
Do you see the power of the zombie killer? And that is my turn. Over, GM. But actually, no, I shall stand in front of this zombie so it cannot pass and get to Moth.
Is that the pink bunny dude?
That's my familiar, Cletus.
Right. He's a creepy bastard.
Excellent.
Enoch, you are currently restrained. You can use your action to attempt to break out of it, but it would be an action.
Okay, so you hear a whirling noise come from somewhere within Enoch, and the yellow lights that form the sentinel armor that he's wearing begin to glow. The helmet that he wears, the Anubis-style helmet, begins to extend out and forms over his body as he enters sentinel mode. And he just watches the eyes glow a very bright yellow color, and he just watches this pulse just begins to emanate from him in slow pulses, and then he just goes, activate protocol, turn undead, and this explosion just emits from him as I will use turn undead within 30 feet of me.
Okay, that's a wisdom saving throw, I believe.
Yes, DC is 16.
That's a 1.
Ooh.
That's a 14, so both of them fail and immediately have to use their reaction to run away from you.
Although, I have another thing called Destroy Undead. If they are CR rating of half or lower, they are instantly destroyed.
18?
Half.
Half, okay. I thought you said CR 18. I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, no, it's CR of half or lower.
Oh, okay.
Surprise, Beth.
Yes.
They're dead.
Yeah.
All of the undead are disintegrated from this explosion that comes from Enoch.
Also, if there's any hidden undead anywhere, they're dead as well.
Yep, the ones that are about to rise from the vents and grab you, don't.
Still dead. I'm back the vents.
Now. The kids and whatnot, I'm back now.
It's alright. Is that the end of your turn, Enoch?
Yes, am I still... Is it this creature that's above us that is the one that's holding the chains?
Over here?
Yeah. Okay, so the chains wouldn't have dropped. Although they would have had to have made a save as well because they're within 30 feet of me.
If they're undead.
If they're undead.
It doesn't have to make a saving throw.
Okay, it's fair enough. I know that. So yes, that is my turn up because I can't move.
Then, Moth, as a shimmering barrier wraps around you and you feel Sir Dendel's magic take hold.
Feel my throbbing magic take hold.
I just run right up to the dude. Oh, and I punch him in the face.
So you run up to a statue? Because that's a statue?
Oh, I thought that was him, Charles.
No, that's a statue. As you run up and go to punch this very humanoid-like statue, it is a woman, and in her hand is a set of scales and another set of scales, and the hands are slightly balanced like this, off-center slightly.
Mm.
I hate art.
you look past that at this creature, and this creature again is this red-bodied creature with no facial features. It looks like a thumb for a face. And a gaping maw for a mouth.
Be thumb face. Then I'd probably get to bed there or something. Yeah. I'd use Step of the Wind and get right up in his face, technically. I could do that!
Oh, step.
Good. Step of the Wind. Pew! okay. Punch him in the face.
You could try and punch him in the face.
Thumb face.
I won't try. I will punch him in the face.
Punch him right in the thumb.
Right in the thumb face.
You punch him in the face, but it doesn't seem to do much. Kind of bounces off his rubbery skin.
Creepy thumb face. And I'm going to do it again. But
this time you kind of punch it into his mouth and it feels like you just punched into something solid. Because his teeth refuse to break.
It's like, ah! He's a bit squishy!
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Then it will be the monster's turn. So the four animated chains act independently and will make four attacks. The first one is going to be against Adendal, attempting to restrain him. That will be a strength saving throw, please, Sir Dendal.
A strength saving throw from yours truly. You pathetic
yeah.
DM.
And whilst then the Dendal fails his check, fuck, succeeds his check. You dodge out the way as one of the chains tries to wrap around you again. But the first one against you, Enoch, has advantage because you're grappled. That is a 26 to hit.
Yes.
Yeah, I was already rolling the dice. That's 13 points of slashing damage.
Thank you very much.
Against you, Dita. That is, 15?
Nope.
Okay, and against Magic Hans. That is a 17.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's a nice.
Oh my god. That's 15 points of slashing damage.
Is that top? That's one off the max damage.
One off max, yeah.
Jesus.
The creature's then going to use.
Oh, it hurts so much.
He's going to start to like gyrate his hips and move his head around, spinning this whip around him. And he's going to make two attacks against you, Moth, with his action.
Come on, bitch.
Remember, you got plus 2 AC.
I know.
Because of Mac.
That is a 24 and an 18.
Well, yeah, they both needed to be. Yeah.
Do they both hit?
Yes.
Okay, that is. Ooh, that's 21 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
That does not tickle.
As these chains wrap around you, and you are also restrained.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, shit indeed.
Rude, really. Rude.
Muted again.
You may make an attack if you wish to, as this devilish creature moves away. And as he does, he drags the other three chains backwards again, 20 feet towards him.
Well, I can make a punch as he gets out of my.
It will be disadvantaged because you are restrained, but you can attempt to like just lash out.
I will. I'm an angry elf woman. It's fine.
Unfortunately, 14 doesn't quite match his AC.
It's squishy.
Magic Hans.
Yes. Right. So, am I still getting pulled by this chain? Is it still like hooked into me, basically?
The hook isn't in you now, but you are still restrained by it.
Right. Okay. In that case, then, and are the other guys? Can I see them restrained by the chain?
Yeah, there's all four of you in this room are now wrapped up by chains.
Not me though.
And you hear Sir Dendal outside, sort of just sparring with zombies as they're being destroyed around him.
Yeah, sure. So I will use dispel magic on Dieta. Oh no, can I target the dude with dispel magic? Would that work?
You can attempt to.
Yeah.
So you could choose a creature or an object within range, I believe. So if you choose the creature, it may not affect his chains, but it may affect stuff that's on him that may be boosting his AC.
Yeah, sure. No, it's the chains that are the problem really anyway. So I will choose I'll choose Dieter to for dispel magic, and I'll use that on him.
Okay, you cast dispel magic. How does it look as the chain is disenchanted and forced to ground limp?
Thank God you're on dispel magic.
Yeah, I think like the they just sort of go limp, don't they? Just fall down and just go completely limp. Shackled yeah. to the floor. Simple.
Okay. Yeah. And for the rest of your turn?
We've all been there.
And I will use... I'll actually use Twin Spell as well to do that again. I don't know if I can, though. If I have enough magical...
You can do it, if it does, as long as it doesn't target yourself.
Yeah. And targets one creature targets or object, which creature. It does. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll do that again. That's going to burn two of my three level spell slots.
It won't. It'll only burn one. It counts yeah. as one spell.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you twin, it's only one spell slot.
Yeah, it uses just sort of cool. points.
Yeah.
So whose chain do you choose?
Okay. In that case, I will choose Enoch as well.
Okay. Both Dita and Enoch are freed then, as your magic kind of sparkles from your hands, looking a lot like that rainbow drop drink that you wanted before.
Gumdrop yeah. martini.
It looks like a gumdrop martini as it kind of starts to soak into the chains, disenchanting them, and they fall to the ground. Enoch and Dita, you are both now unrestrained and ungrappled as these chains stay dormant.
Can I attempt to break free from the chain? So I guess that's always that my action, I suppose.
It would be your action to do so. So you use
yeah,
your spell okay.
instead. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, worth it.
Perfect. Then the newly freed Dita, it is your turn.
Can I make a perception check to see if these chains are one long single chain coming off of them? Or if it's
knowing the dispel magic, you know that if it was one, it all would have been undone.
Okay. Okay, then I am going to try and charge as close as I can to this thing, but I am going to basically like yeet myself towards it, and as I get close I'm going to slide to a stop and stamp my foot as hard as I can and just thunder wave it into the wall.
Okay, perfect. That's a con save, I believe.
It is, which is a possible spell break. Did you roll your con save?
Yeah, 16. 16.
Oh, you bastard. It's a 15 to break.
So he'll take half damage and he's not sent flying backwards. So he takes 4 points of the force damage, which is the first damage he's taken.
Yeah. And then as a bonus action, seeing that it didn't affect him too much at all, I am going to try and run away, but I am going to try and run away as quick as I possibly can, where in the process of doing so, I teleport 15 feet away using the boots of the winding path. Infusion.
Oh yeah, that bloody magic item infused. Yeah. Also, he goes to attack you, but you disappear before his eyes, and he's unable to do so.
Yeah. So as I go to sort of run away, I try and run away, but you know when you try and move your arms too quick, but I just turn into like a blip of lightning and just appear somewhere and sort of stumble a bit, like. Oh, all right. I'll turn back around and be like, okay, that's the thing. Okay.
As you're reorientating yourself then. So Dendal.
Okay. I see that Magic Hans has freed all of our companions other than Moth, who is still chained. So I shall sprint.
And himself, obviously.
Of course. So I'm going to dash, use my action to dash 50 feet forward so that I can be in front of Moth. But I shall stand on the chain so that it cannot be pulled unless by my strength. And that's my attempt. And I should say, Cletus, follow me!
So on Moth's turn, if he attempts to pull, she'll get advantage, or you can roll for her to stop her being pulled forward. Sweet. Then, at the end of the combat round, we have Enoch, now free.
I am going to move behind this rock here, so I am not seen by the creature. I'm going to look towards Magic Hans, initiating Dispel Magic Protocol, and I will cast Dispel Magic on his chain.
On his chain, yeah?
What I've seen him do. On his chain, yeah. Copying what I've seen him do.
Okay, perfect. Then, Hans, your robe is almost dissolved. You see the enchantment just leaking away like oil as the chain unwraps and falls to the ground.
Oh, thank you. You're a very kind man. Oh, I'm just so annoyed with this guy. Oh, he's driving me crazy.
All the little nanites to sort of come out of my hand and shock the chain to the point where it just drops to the floor, and then they just come back, fly back up into the hand.
And is that the end of your turn, sir?
The last part of my turn is I'll draw the pistol at my side and push my back up against the wall, and that's me done.
Okay. Which wall? Because there's a large boulder in the centre.
Yeah, that's what I meant, against the boulder. Oh. So
okay,
I can't be
perfect.
Seen.
So at the end of the combat round, you hear the deep rumbling voice. This time he's speaking in a language that not many of you understand, other than, I believe, Moth. And you hear,
"Brothers, these will make fine food for our army."
And from behind Magic Hans and Enoch, you hear the rattling of chains as four more animate. And another four animate from behind you. And as the chains start to circle around you, kind of whipping around like a tornado, ready to dart and dash in, that is where we'll end tonight's session.